Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one place to another and try to get to the point. Today is less of a point and more of a chat, but the show title doesn't work if it's chat to chat. It just kind of doesn't. It doesn't work. So I'm driving back home today because, you know, sometimes you luck out and you get to work from home. And here's the thing. I'm starting my next one level at a time game. And it's technically breaking the mold already. So, you know, it's more of a morning fun time stream. And I'm playing Atomic Heart. And if you hear that and you groan a little bit, you're not alone. I'm so absolutely mixed on Atomic Heart. One level at a time. It's a show where I end up doing quick hour-ish streams in the morning, and then I'll put them up throughout the day. It's mostly just a chill, relaxed time hanging out with a game. I played Wolfenstein: The New Order last, and that is a strictly level-based game, so that made sense with the title. This one, not so much, I don't think. I'll be playing Atomic Heart a little bit throughout the next couple weeks. It's a longer game, so we'll see how that goes. I also am kind of preparing myself that if it is too groan-inducing, I will be pulling the ripcord and playing a real level-based game. That's right, Doom 2016. But otherwise, I'll make it through Atomic Heart and probably play Doom after that. Atomic Heart. Here's the thing. I want to play Atomic Heart. I remember watching, I think Giant Bomb did a quick look of it when it came out. And I had two feelings about it. The first is, man, I love how this thing looks. And if you watch the Wolfenstein stream, most of that time is looking at all the cool computers and all the neat shit in there and saying, wow, they really spent a lot of money making this look pretty and unique. And that's how I feel about Atomic Heart. The other feeling I had was, oh my god, this is a Gunner game. And I'm kind of two minds, because a lot of the talk about this game kind of falls within the camp of, this is just like gross male-gazy sometimes, and then also people talking about how it's a new BioShock. And if you know me, or even if you don't, I'll let you in on a little secret. I fucking love BioShock. It was the like final chapter of my college thesis was about BioShock and how its use of Atlas Shrugged terminology and kind of the themes in there is taking a text that is questionable, perhaps fraught, and it's using its themes and its trappings just to kind of tell an interesting story about capitalism, innovation, and all of that stuff. And I kind of end it with, it's kind of the new age version of utopian literature, in that BioShock is like Rapture. The place that you go is a utopia that has become dystopic because of human intervention. And you as the character are there, and you have a choice in kind of changing, or at least like slightly altering the outcome of that utopia dystopia. And you know, you're able to put your thumb on the scale to kind of push it one way or the other. Like, it'll never return to full-on utopia, but the introduction of player agency ends up kind of allowing you to go from the Hunger Games is just dystopia, and Utopia, the book by Thomas More, is just utopia, to you are in a bad place that once was, you know, allegedly good, and then now you have a choice with the Little Sisters to either, you know, lean into dystopia and capitalism, or you kind of lean into societal good and kind of work towards utopia. And there's a lot of stuff to chew on in BioShock. It is not, like, I'm not saying anything novel here. Like, BioShock is thematically a very interesting game to dig into, even if, you know, the playing it part was not my favorite. And I got similar vibes from Atomic Heart. And I'm hoping, I'm hoping that underneath the like weird faceless naked curvy robots, that there is an interesting story to tell, that it's not just campy fun times in there, that it's actually trying to say something. After watching that quick look on Giant Bomb, I never kind of went back. When I got Atomic Heart in the Steam sale recently, I didn't realize that there was 3 or 4 additional DLCs for that game. All of them look wild. But the Soviet retro future stuff is, it's an interesting aesthetic, and that aesthetic means something about, like, a particular movement in Soviet Russia, and, you know, how it all comes together. And I'm curious if it is going to end up being, this is a pretty aesthetic, and, you know, wouldn't it be funny if everything looked like this? Or if it's going to be something like BioShock, where the Art Deco design of that place, even though it takes place in the late 50s, early 60s, is saying something about American decadence, and it's saying something about capitalism, and it's, you know, it's kind of just enrapturing you in all of that stuff. So I'm curious about Atomic Heart. I saw the other reason of doing this is that I saw the Atomic Heart 2 announcement at SGF, and then also their weird battle royale thing that just, like, turns the Dead or Alive beach volleyball slider all the way up to 11. And it seems big, and I am curious that if they were able to make enough money to make a second one and also a battle royale mode, and there's also another final DLC coming out for Atomic Heart 1, I'm curious what is going on in this game. This is kind of my version of, I want to try out what the latest battle royale is, just because there's obviously something here, right? And maybe the only thing that is here in Atomic Heart is, you know, boobies and ladies, and I guess that's fine if that's your thing. I just hope that it's doing something with it that isn't just very male gazy and gross. I also remember from that quick look that the writing, at least when you see Shotgun Grandma before you go into the facility, is like a little, you know, like a little modern Borderlands in its not greatness. So I don't know. We'll see. I do remember that the opening bit of that, where you're in the Sky City or whatever, is some incredible world building, and I want to see it. And I guess after that, we'll see. You know, if I end up playing this and it's not a fun game, if, like, the mechanics aren't really there, kind of seems like it will be with your cool glove powers, or if just the story is rough, we'll kind of bail out of this. I'm not gonna commit myself to playing through a game that isn't super fun or doing anything interesting. I mean, that was kind of the thing with Wolfenstein. Is that, you know, I went into that because of, you know, the state of the world and wanting to perhaps get some frustration out on, you know, some particular members in all black uniforms. And I ended up finding that game is equal parts first-person shooter and, like, kind of an immersive sim in a lot of different ways. And the story was going places. Like, the pacing in that game is impeccable. Like, it is a, like, kind of long, I think it's like 15-ish hours, but it just kind of cooked the entire time. It was real good. And the gameplay was engaging, which I think is what I'm a little nervous about with Atomic Heart. Like, I, I'm I don't know how that game plays. And as much as I, you know, don't necessarily love first-person shooters just for being a first-person shooter, I hope that the combat is fun, because it looks like that's mostly what that game is, just kind of like Wolfenstein. But maybe there'll be some immersive sim bits in there, you know? Because honestly, we all could use a little bit more immersive sim in our gameplay. But yeah, I'm curious about Atomic Heart. I'm headed home now, and probably in the next half hour I will be loading that thing up to play it a bit. When you hear this, that video will already be up on the YouTubes, in a new playlist. So, you know, go check it out. Hopefully there will be more than one video in there. I'm probably going to go for about hour and a half and see where it ends up going. Like I said, I've seen some memes on the internet about that particular game, about a particular vending machine that, has some things to say to you. It's not a circus of value. I think it's a little bit more lewd than that. And then also, you know, the obvious, the ballerina faceless Russia mechs, which aren't great. I'm hoping that there is maybe not a lot to do with them. I don't really know. They feature quite heavily in the second game, so perhaps they will not be robots what you gotta battle. But, you know, I also remember some things about the launch of that game, perhaps talking about acts that one can do with them, and I hate that. So, you know, I think this is the most... Most of the time I try to play games that make me feel good, and games that are telling interesting stories, and games that are doing interesting things. Go check out that Blueprints video I just put up. And this is kind of one of those games I'm really tiptoeing into, because it feels like I'm walking into a discourse, and I want to find something to like in this game, but I'm already very tentative on it, and we'll see. I just don't want to have a bad time, and games that, like, there's honestly not enough time to play games, and there are too many games out there to play something that just makes me feel gross, and that's honestly the big challenge with this, is that it's going to be an uncomfortable, gross game that is catering to a particular type of person that maybe didn't understand the themes of Bioshock or really want to engage with that game in a thematic way. You know, you look at games that are in a similar grouping of, you know, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, like games that are about things, like real thematic pieces of work that are using the trappings of video games to tell that theme, where I'm a little nervous if this is a video game and then it's masquerading as something that has themes, but really you're just here to shoot robots that look silly and, you know, I guess have a good time and be titillated, but in kind of the most sexless kind of way, as is most media these days, I suppose. I guess go listen to our Time Cop episode. Now that's a piece of media that is not sexless and is titillating and incredible as a fine action film. It manages to do it all. But yeah, I'm pulling into the driveway now, so I think I will be letting you go. But thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. I guess not to the train today, but hanging out with me. And I guess go check out the Atomic Heart video when it comes up. It should be up by the time you are seeing this. So yeah, go check it out. Hopefully it's positive. If it's not, let me know what you think. Because we might be switching over to Doom pretty quick. Oh man, Doom, imagine. But yeah, thanks for hanging out, and we'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.